You and I, we gotta have a little talk, okay? Hear me out. I know how hard it is to be in a rut. Cause your girl just got out of one. In one day, might I add. And when I tell you I was down in the trenches, I know what it feels like to be down there. On top of that, I was in a rut for like a good 3 weeks to a month. But listen, when I tell you the grass is greener on the other side. And you're gonna have to get up. Now, I don't wanna make this video about it's okay, you're in a rut, like this is why you feel this way and this is how you should feel. We get it. You clicked on this video. You know you need to get out of this rut. What are you gonna do? Because a lot of things is about processing emotions, you know, mindset shifts, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes when you're in a rut, you don't need any of that mindset crap, okay? You need tools and you need to know what to do and you need to know fast. Because once you pick up your momentum, once you remember your why, once you get a little zest for life again, you're good. You know you're good. But you know what? I'm gonna give you a little bit of the it's okay part. Because truthfully, it's actually so okay to be in a rut. And do not beat yourself up. If you are doing that, I'm gonna need you to let go of it right now. Because everybody gets into a rut. The richest people get into a rut. The poorest people get into a rut. The most productive people, the least productive people. It happens. If you're a regular person, it's probably gonna happen like what? I don't know, 2 times a year. I mean, that's what happens to me. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. It's okay. It happens to everyone. Let it go. And you know what you can do instead? You can think about the things that you did achieve during this rut and give yourself credit for it. I will give you some examples to put you in the vibes. When I was just in my rut, I actually achieved things that were on my 2025 vision board already, and it was in January, such as being in my soft girl era. I mean, like, yes, the relaxing kind of got into the rut part, but I did intentionally focus on relaxing a lot. I might have just taken it a bit too far. However, my cortisol is low. My stress is pretty low. I mean, I feel calm. I definitely recharge for this new season of my life. And on top of that, what I did do absolutely amazing at was I've been in this whole journey of healing my relationship with food. I got a food freedom coach and everything. And during this rut phase, during this past month, I actually did so good with that. I made so much progress. It is like barely even a problem in my life anymore. Despite going home and being on break and thinking that being where I grew up would like bring a lot of old habits back, how it usually does, that barely even happened, which for me is a huge win. So I had to pat myself on the back, but enough is enough. You're gonna have to get up, girl. We have things to do. We have goals to achieve, especially if you're watching this in a new chapter of your life, in the new year, in a new quarter. You have things that you set out to do, actually any day of the year, okay? You have things that you set out to do for your life. We have things we want to achieve, whether it's passion, zest for life, freedom, financial freedom, food freedom, friendships, social life. I don't know. Maybe you want to graduate. Maybe you want to start that new job. Maybe you want to start that new business. You're not going to do that by staying in that rut. Don't beat yourself up, but find any ounce of love that you have in yourself to get up. I mean, we're not going to beat ourselves up, but we're going to get out of this and as fast as possible, but in a way that's going to last. You just need to touch grass, okay? You just need to find yourself again, and that's okay. I'm going to tell you how to do it. Welcome back to The Creation of Her. This episode is actually the first episode of season 2. I have so much coming for you guys in season 2. We have productivity, tapping into your feminine energy, life design. We have glow up tips, relationship advice, motivation / pep talks. So if your vibe is being obsessed with growth, but also growing and reaching your fullest potential in a gentle and realistic way, because a lot of self-improvement influencers these days just want to do more and more and more and give more content to their audience, and then they're slowly becoming unrelatable. We don't do that over here, okay? We keep it gentle, and I'm giving you real tools coming from a real person. We're scratching the whole notion of you cannot enjoy your youth or enjoy your life while also reaching your full potential. Both can exist in our worlds, and I'm going to teach you, I'm going to give you advice along the way as to how both can coexist, how you can mix soft life with ambition. But the catch is, you're going to have to be comfortable challenging your current self and your current thoughts in order to get to where you want to be. If that is your vibe, if you want to level up your life, if you want to close the gap between who you currently are and where you want to be, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to subscribe or follow, depending on if you're watching from YouTube or any podcast platform. They are available on both, by the way, if you want to see more of that content and improve your life. I'll wait. Did you do it? Okay, perfect. Let's get into the 4 steps or hacks to quickly get out of a rut in one day. Honestly, baby girl, all you're lacking is a little push, a little momentum. I'm gonna give that to you, and a little structure. Because if you're rotting in your bed all day, if you are scrolling on your phone endlessly, if you feel like you cannot get up and do the things you do, you are just lacking a good system. But you kind of have to remember why you're putting systems in place, why you want to get up, why you want to be productive again. Also the areas of life that you kind of need to focus more on, that you need to give more caring love and attention to. I'm going to need you to put the distractions away, okay? Put the Netflix down for now. Either take out a pen and paper, which I think would fit the vibes more, but you do you, or do it on like an online notes. We are going to make a wheel of life. You are literally just going to draw a circle, and I want you to split that circle into 8 different sections. Now, you are going to label each section as follows: health, living space, relationships, money, career, spirituality, recreation, and self-love. I want you to rate every single area of your life from what it currently is today. I want you to rate each section from 1 to 10. We are auditing your life right now. It's just to get a gauge. It's for yourself to see how good you feel in every single area of your life, because you deserve to know, baby girl. It is your life. And it's honestly, every time I do it, at least it's gonna open your eyes. It's gonna be like, I didn't even know that I felt like my spirituality area of my life was a 3 out of 10, or that I'm really not as happy with my living space as I probably thought I would be. We're gonna need to touch grass a bit, okay? We're gonna need some realization, and we're gonna need to ground ourselves into what our current reality is. You need a little slap in the face, okay? That's what you need. And by the way, health counts for mental and physical health. Now, I want you to take the 1, 2, or 3 areas that are the lowest, or that you just know you want to work on the most in your life. I would choose 2. And you can either think about this, you can say it out loud, or you can journal it. But for both of the sections, think of what you want. So you're going to write down, what do I want? And you are going to write, for example, if you're auditing for living space, give me the specific location of the place that you're living in, the size of the apartment or the home or whatever, how many bedrooms does it have, what's like the color scheme, is there a backyard, is there a balcony. List everything as if you are telling a realtor or somebody who's going to find you a home. You're telling them exactly what you want. And now you're going to write down, how does it feel? And you're going to write down how it feels. So think now, if you are in your dream home or your dream city, what does it feel like to live here? What does it feel like to wake up here, to have more space, to have a space that inspires you more, to entertain people here, to be a host? And do that again for the other section. For example, if it's relationships, you could either focus on friendships, on romantic relationships, or both. Let's say it's a romantic partner. You are going to write as if you're writing a note to a stranger about the boyfriend or the girlfriend that you want. You are going to write every single characteristic of them. And then how does it feel? How does it feel? How do they take care of you? How do you feel when they take care of you that way? How does it feel to go on date nights with them? Do you feel sexy? Do you feel loved? Do you feel seen? Do you feel heard? Write it down. Put that visualization in action. We're trying to spark a little zest for you, okay? I know it's been hard. I know it's been hard recently, okay? I honestly think a life audit is always the perfect place to start. Pan out your life where it is now, and then in a few weeks, in a month, you're gonna see how much progress you've made, or at least how much more confident and better you feel about at least a couple or a few areas of your life now that you're gonna get your stuff together. Step number two, you are going to start a challenge that you can actually do. Personally, this is my favorite way to get out of a rut, because I don't know about you, but nothing will get me going more than a challenge, because it gives you that little boost of motivation, that little momentum, okay, to start going and start remembering that you actually know how to be disciplined, you actually know how to have structure. Now, I don't know where you're at, okay? You have to gauge where you're at. For some of you, if you are really, really, really down bad and you're like low-key depressed and you can barely get up, maybe you're only going to start a 1-week challenge of reading 10 pages of a book a day, or you are going to start a 1-week challenge of going on a 15 or a 30 minute walk every single day for a week. Anything helps, okay? But that challenge of something you have to do every single day is key. Now, personally, if you've are up for it and you think you can do it, I am doing something called, okay, well, I think a lot of us know what the 75 hard challenge is. For me personally, I've tried 75 hard. I've probably failed at it maybe 6 or 7 times until I realized that it's absolutely totally unsustainable for my life. That is not my vibe, okay? I told you girls, we are here for the soft life plus ambition. I am so sorry, but working out 2 times a day is not giving soft life. At least for me. Maybe the 75 hard challenge, you got time for it, you have the energy for it, you have the something for it, not me. For those of you who don't know what the 75 hard challenge is, it's basically for 75 days, you follow a list of rules. I mean, you can find this anywhere online. You have to drink like a gallon of water a day, 2 45-minute workouts a day, one of them has to be outside, no alcohol for 75 days. You have to read 10 pages of a nonfiction book. I don't know what I'm missing, but basically you follow all of these rules, and if you miss one day, you have to start again from day one, and you do it for 75 days. Now, if you want to do that, I love that for you, and that will definitely get you out of a rut. Or if you want, you could try my challenge. So I am doing something that I called 75 Smart. And this is probably the sole thing that got me out of a rut and made me feel like I actually have my life together, because now I actually do. So it's basically, let me pull it up. It is basically 10 to 15,000 steps a day, one 10-minute meditation or longer, one mindful meal. I posted like a bookmark on my TikTok, but basically a mindful meal is just breathing before, checking in with your hunger and your emotions, eating, stopping halfway, putting the fork down between each bite, and just being in tune with your meal, no distractions, yada yada yada. At least 3 glow foods a day. So foods that we know make us glow, right? Fish, avocados, walnuts, blueberries, the list goes on. 3 liters of water and 10 pages of any kind of book, have it be nonfiction, fiction, erotica, for all I care. That is my 75 smart, because it's smart because I can actually do these habits once the challenge is done, and I do most of these anyways. Now, I want to keep it very clear. Whatever challenge you decide to do, whether it be super small, super simple, super short, or very intense, very hard, very long, this challenge is not a punishment to yourself. This challenge is not a punishment for being in a rut, for being lazy, for being unproductive the past however many days, weeks, or months. We are not challenging ourselves. We are not making up for any lost time, making up for anything. Because if you see it that way, you're probably going to fail. You're probably going to self-sabotage, and it's just not going to be as enjoyable. And we do not want to be in that energy anymore, okay? Instead, you have to see it as you are gently pushing yourself as a fun little challenge, because you love yourself and you love yourself a good little challenge. Don't make this into a negative thing, okay? Make this into a loving thing. Make this fun. Romanticize it. Start yourself a little challenge. Hack or tip number 3 is, I want you to search up, or I will tell you, but it'll hit if you search it up, is getting into the Mel Robbins 5-second rule. Now, I've heard this like a bunch of times over the years. If you're in the self-improvement space, you've probably heard it as well. And obviously the videos that she makes can explain it 100 times better from what I understand and what I do and what works for me. Basically, before you want to do any task, or if you're just struggling to do a task, for example, if you're struggling to get out of bed in the morning, you just count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you have to get up or do the thing. Now, if you want to start with the 5-second rule, it is honestly so effective. I think that the easiest way to start with it is to do it when you're getting out of bed, when that alarm goes off, whatever. Now, I think if you're going to implement this 5-second rule, which you should, the easiest way to start is to do it like when your alarm goes off, or when you just need to get out of bed, you're struggling to get out of bed. When the alarm goes off, there is a part of you that's like, oh my gosh, this bed is so comfortable, I'm so tired, I want to stay in bed. And there's that other part of you that wants to get up. The reason the 5-second rule is so effective is because before you even started counting down, the fact of you deciding to count down, you've already decided you want to get up, or you've already decided you want to do that thing. You're kind of in the middle. The 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 is like a rocket ship. And there's just something about it, because once you start counting down, you've already made the conscious decision that you're going to do that thing or get up. It's just going to make you do it a lot faster. And it's going to remind you not to think about it, to just do it. And you just take out the contemplation. You just push yourself regardless of how you feel. It's okay to not want to do something. It's okay to have fear before you're going to do something. And all these stupid things, that self-doubt, everything. No one is asking you to not feel that. No one is waiting for you to not feel fear, to not feel self-doubt and all of these emotions that every single person on this earth gets, by the way. No one is asking you for those feelings to subside in order for you to get up or to do something. We're just asking you to do it regardless of how you feel. Get real with yourself. You are a human being on planet Earth in this lifetime. Part of the human experience, which is one of the most beautiful things, is feeling emotions. I am sorry to be the one to break it to you, but you are going to have to learn how to get through life, how to get through the hard times, get through the ruts while still feeling your emotions. You are an adult now. Your emotions cannot control you to that extent. Feel them. Honor them, acknowledge them, but do what you have to do anyways. My mom used to always tell me, unless you are crapping your pants or throwing up, you have to show up. If you're feeling sick, if you're gonna get your period, it's okay to take it slow. If you're really sad, it's okay to give yourself grace, give yourself some time off. But eventually there comes a point where you're gonna have to get up. Anyways, I went off a tangent. My point is, if I didn't explain it well enough for you, definitely watch a couple videos of Mel Robbins explaining her 5-second rule. I think it's so interesting. It's so effective. It's just a quick way to get things done, to get up, to not think about it, to just do things. Now, the 4th step or 4th hack is to plan something tomorrow. Unless it's early in the day, plan something today or whenever it is. today or tomorrow though, of something that makes you happy. And now at this point, if you're really feeling motivated to have a good and productive day tomorrow, you can even take it a step further and implement the if I do X, then I will do Y. So that will be, for example, if I go on a 15-minute walk, then I will let myself lay on the couch for 2 episodes of my favorite show. If I finish studying for 30 minutes for this test, then I will go treat myself to my favorite matcha or coffee or whatever. Tell me right now, what are 3 things that make you happy? 3 things that you can do either today or tomorrow that make you happy, whether that is food or a drink. I don't care. I usually don't like attaching rewards to foods and whatever, but at this point, we're willing to do anything, okay? Is it your favorite meal? Is it your little comfort thing? Is it watching Netflix? Is it watching YouTube? Is it hanging out with this friend? Is it meditating? Is it singing? Is it working out? Is it like a really good Pilates class, a hot yoga class? Maybe you have a favorite spot where you love to watch the sunset and that makes you super happy. Just tell me right now. Pause the video, say it to my face right now. What are 3 things that make you happy? And can you do them? Can you do one of them at least today or tomorrow? I'm gonna need you to schedule that, okay? I'm gonna need you to plan that in no matter what. Because when you're in a rut, girl, I know you are seriously lacking some dopamine. You're like, what is the point of life? What am I doing? What have I done with my life the past month? Gonna need to touch some grass. Gonna need to come back to yourself at some point. And I have decided for you that that is going to be within the next 24 hours. Like I said, if you really feel like pushing it, add it as a reward after you do a certain task that you've been needing to do. Now, we're gonna recap. If you haven't already, go back, do the life audit, think of a challenge that you can start, whether it be simple, hard, short, long, I don't care. Just think of a challenge that excites you. Start implementing the 5-4-3-2-1 thing. Start by using it to get up out of bed, please, or to just start a certain task, even if you start that task for 30 seconds or 3 minutes. I don't care. Just start using the 5-4-3-2-1 so you can get out of your damn head and start getting things done. And lastly, plan something within the next 30 hours that you know makes you happy. I promise you, getting out of a rut can actually be so easy if you let it be easy and if you are moving with intention. Because girl, I know you've been lacking intention recently. I know, but that is not going to be your life forever. I'm telling you, as someone who just went through a 1-month rut, you can get out of it in a day. I completely believe in you, and the grass is so much greener on the other side. If you like this video, if you had any takeaways, make sure to like, leave me any comments. Also, find me on all of my socials at TheMiaGabriella. You can DM me. I answer people all the time with any kind of advice, or just if you want to talk, make sure to follow, to subscribe if you want to hear more from the creation of her. I have so much juicy goodness for you guys coming. I also want to hear anything that you guys want me to talk about. You can comment that, you can DM me, anything. Make sure to share this video. If there's someone you know that you think might benefit from this, make sure to share this video or this podcast, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.